Today's daf is Gittin Daf Nun Tes, and to mention there are two sponsorships this week. One sponsorship is Lila Nishma Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gewurz Levine, whose 14th yahrzeit is this week, sponsored by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. One of the dafim this week is sponsored, Leilu Nishmasa, again, Zisa, Bas, Elio Shlomo, Sila Gewurz Levine. We thank the family for the sponsorship. It's also sponsored by my parents, Lezecha Nishmas, my grandmother, Sarah Shendo, Bas Menachem and Dol Chaim. Sarah Shendo, Bas Menachem and Dol Chaim. Both Nishamos should have an Aliyah. Okay, so let's get back to Maseches Gittin Nun Ches Amud Beis as we continue our travels through the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin, Parak HaNizakin, and we discuss all the different takanas that were made by Chazal for the good of society. So says the Gemara on Nun Ches Amud Beis. We're still talking about issues of Sikrikon, which the Mishnah brought up on Nun Hey Amud Beis. In order to be able to have lands that do not stay in the hands of the Umos HaOlam, the Anasim, so Chazal made various different laws in terms of making sure to get them back. Even though sometimes it means taking them out of the hands of the original owners because they didn't have enough money to get it back, the only way that people might redeem lands that don't belong to them is if they're able to keep it, even if they have to pay a little bit. Those were the laws of Sikrikon as were discussed. So we are up to the sixth to last skinny line on Nun Ches Amud Beis, Gidol Bari Eloi. So the next couple of lines, all the Mefarshim give different pshatim to what exactly is happening. Rashi gives one pshat, the Ritva doesn't like it, he gives his own pshat. Other Mefarshim give different pshatim. We're just going to go with Rashi's pshat. Gidol Bari Eloi, Kabil Ara Betaska Mibnei Baga. What's the case? There was a group of people that lived in an area, and each of them had to pay a tax for the land on which they were living. And the government collected the taxes altogether from the different people that lived there. So there was one area that everybody lived, and there was one piece of land there that the owner was not there. And therefore, one of the other people took care of it. Gidol Bar Eloi was given that piece of land. He paid the taxes on behalf of that piece of land, and he even paid taxes pre the time that he had to pay them. So again, now we'll read it. Gidol Bar Eloi Kabil Ara. He accepted. He got a piece of the land, Betaska, for the taxes. Mi Bnei Baga, from the people who lived in the valley. Akdim V'Yohiv Zuzei Tzlashnin. And he prepaid taxes for 3 years. So he wouldn't have to worry about it. He wanted to make sure that it was taken care of. And then what happened? Lasof asa marvata kamoi. But then the original owner came and said, thank you very much for squatting, for taking care of it. I want my land back now. And what is the original owner? Amrule shasa kamaisa diyavis achas. Right, you paid for the first year's taxes and you enjoyed the fruits of the land for that year. So that you're taken care of. Hashta anan yavinan anachlinan. But now the other 2 years you prepaid, but that was your choice. You didn't have to. But we now want to sit on this land, and the rule was, as Rashi explains, the prepaid taxes don't benefit for the new owner that's coming in to live. He's going to have to pay his own taxes, so the original owner is saying to the Gidol, you know, we're sorry that you prepaid, but, you know, you didn't have to do it, and now it's our land. Also, the Kamei Rav Papa, they came in front of Rav Papa, wondering what the halacha is. Sovra lemichtav le tirfa abedei baga. So Rav Papa originally thought, you know what? So Gidol has to be paid back. He prepaid, we can't make him lose the money that he prepaid. So he was going to write a shtar tirfa, meaning a shtar of achrayus, on all the people of the valley, abedei baga. Why all the people of the valley? Mistama, they put all their taxes into a pot, into one collection before they gave it in. So they all have to split and pay Gidol Bar Eloi back. So Gemara says, Amar Rafuna, Brei Rav Yehoshua Rav Papa, no, that can't be. Imkein Asita Sikrikon. If you make sure that Gidol doesn't have any losses, then it's basically the same type of halacha Sikrikon, where there we also make sure that the new owner, the person who bought the land for the Sikrikon, doesn't lose. We make sure that he gets to keep his land. He might have to pay an extra quarter, as Hashem will see again soon. But, you know, we protect him, so he doesn't lose. So here also we're protecting this Gidol Bar Eloi. And there is no special takana here that Chazal made. So why would we say that this is true? So Elam Refuna Bered Rav Yeshua, he niach ma'osav al Karen HaTzvi. Refuna says, no, Gidol took his chances, he prepaid, but it's not that he did that with full achrayas, that should have been something that he gets paid back. He put the money literally on the horns of a deer, and therefore he loses the money. Right? That Lashon is from the end of Maseches Ksubis. The Mishnah is there, talk about machlokas between Admon and the Chachamim, and Chanan and the Chachamim, and the Gemara there also, in the 13th parak, uses the Lashon of Hiniach Ma'osav al Karen HaTzvi to express the idea that the money has been lost. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah at the end of Ksubis, he describes why Dafka at Tzvi. Why doesn't it just say he threw the money out, or why dafka a deer? So, says the Tosfos Yatif, Shatzvi kalarutz. A deer runs very fast. Kiahi detanina beperke de avos. Like we know from Pirkei Avos, and we also know from the first tour in Arachayim. Havi rutz katzvi. Be as quick as a deer, right? You have to get up like a lion and run as fast as a deer. So therefore, says the Tosfos Yontif, that's why that is used here. The nimsa shezesh eminiach ma'osav al keren hatzvi hu mezuman lafsid. Right, you're ready. You know that you're going to be mafsid. Shatzvi yarutz kal yachish kal chish v'lo yuchal asigo. Right, you're never going to be able to catch it. We know every type of illustration in the Gemara is used for a specific purpose. The Gemara doesn't just haphazardly pick an animal. If you threw the money out and the illustration given in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara here is a tzvi, it's for a specific reason. So Tosfos Yontif explains that reason. And then he quotes, Vishamati, I also heard another idea, Sheteva hatzvi lahapil karnosav lezman yadua. The tzvi, the deer, sheds its horns at a certain time in the future. Vishema yapilam ba'achas agayos o apachasim v'lo yimsu. Maybe he'll shed it in a place where nobody else is going to find it. So that's also, maybe that you put it on the Karen HaTzvi, you're going to lose the money. Just like the horns are going to be lost, very possibly. So too, the money is going to be lost. The Tiferes Yisrael also there says, the Derech HaTzvi la'afoch karnav lamata la'acharav kishi yarutz. A different shot. A Tzvi turns his horns, or his antlers, upside down when it runs. V'haminiach ma'os al karnav b'chashvo. If you put the money on the horns because you think that when it runs it's going to fall on the back of the deer, it continues in the application of Ksubis. But either way, the Mefarshim there in the end of Ksubis talk about why Dafka Karen HaTzvi. Okay, let's continue now, second wide line. Zu Mishnah Rishona. So if you remember back in the Mishnah earlier, the Mishnah had different stages of what we do with the Sikri Kone. Originally, we were machalic between whether the Lokeach bought it from the Sikri Kone first and then from the original owner, or vice versa, right, depending on what we think is the das of the original owner. But then, the Mishnah said, according to the Bezdin Shalach Harehem, anybody who buys it from the Sikri Kone gets to keep it, as long as he pays a quarter to the original owners, right? That was, and then we said, that's only if the original owners don't have enough money, but if they have enough money, he kodmin l'chol adam, and then we talked about 12 months as well. So, when the Mishnah said that the lokeach has to pay a quarter to the Sikri Kone, what is that a quarter of? Amar Rav, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Revia Bakarka or Revia Bamaos. Rav says that a quarter has to be paid a quarter of the purchase price that the Sikri Kone paid to the original owner. Why? Because we assume that when the Sikri Kone sells it to the Lokeach, he will push the price down a quarter. We don't want the Lokeach to be able to benefit from all of this, so he's got to fill in the price at least. So he pays a quarter of the purchase price, whether it was he pays in karka or he pays in money. Shmuel Amar, no, Revia Bakarka Shein Shlish B'Maos. Shmuel says no, he's going to pay a quarter of the value of the land. You don't go by the purchase price, which the purchase price originally might have been less than the value of the land. The Sikri Kone wasn't going to pay the full value. So Shmuel says a quarter of the value of the land, which is more. But my kemiflegi, what's the root machlokas? Mar Savar, Shmuel holds, Nachi Revia Zavin. Shmuel holds that when he buys it from the original owner and then he transfers that to the buyer, it's less a quarter, so he has to pay a quarter of the value of the land. Umar Savar, and Rav holds, Nachi Chumsha Zavin. Altogether from the value of the land, it's a fifth less, but he sells it for a quarter less. And that's why he only has to pay a quarter of the purchase price. Either way, machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that detail. Meisve, is this really true? This brisa, or the language of the Mishnah, sounds like as we'll see, sounds like Rav. What does it say? Zumish the Rishon Ben Shalachrim Amru Halokech Menesik Rikon Nosin Bailim Raviyah. The Yad Bailim Al Halyon. I'm sorry, it's the Brisa. The Yad Bailim is always on the Elyona, meaning Ratsu Bakarka Notlin, Ratsu Bamos Notlin, if they want to get karka or money. We discussed earlier in this parak the issue of whether metaltalin has the status of idis. What about money? What's better? So we discussed then idis versus karka. So here the bailam get to choose what they want to get paid. This is only that the lokeach keeps it and pays a quarter. That's only if the original owner don't have enough of the means to pay for it themselves. But if not, then they come before anybody. Rebbe Hoshiv Bezdin Vinimnu. Rebbe got a bezit together and voted. Shim Shasal Befei Sikri Kot Shnei Masar Chodesh Kolakodem Likach Zacha. If it's already been a year, then whoever wants can take. Again, a year doesn't mean a chazaka. Chazaka is Cheskas Gimel Shanim, as we know. This is just a time that Chazal picked that would be an appropriate time to allow anyone to buy the land back. Right, a year, we know in other areas of halacha, a year is significant, from in the laws of Batei Arechoma, on a Daraisa level, it is, significant, right, in Hilchas Kashrus, there's a Chacham Tzvi that talks about a year being, significant. So a year is significant in other areas. So here too, Chazal picked a year, for this limit. The Braisa finishes, Aval no sein labailam revia bakarka or revia b'mos, but you still have to pay the owner a quarter in land or mos. So as Rashi explains, it sounds like this is like Rav, that you're paying a quarter of the purchase price, and therefore, Kasha on Shmuel, Amar Avashi, finishing up, Kitanya hi, la'achar shabo mos liyado. After both payments are made to the Sikri Kohen and to the original owner, it ends up being a quarter of the value of the land, as we explained earlier, and that's maybe what the Brisa is referring to when it said Raviyah Bakarka or Raviyah Bamos. Okay. Let's continue now. That's finishing up the details of what the Mishnah meant by a quarter. Amar Rav. Now we're on today's daf. Ana have b'minyana de Rebbe. I was there, says Rav, when Rebbe got together this bezdin. He was Moshev Nimnu, and he had this vote. Uminoi didi manu b'resha. And he started the vote with me, says Rav, about the vote being of Rebbe, right? We know Rav was on the border, Rav Tanu Palik. Rav was an early Amora, late Tana. So he said, I was there, and they started the count with me. Asks the Gemara, a Meseches, and what is, just Rashi has 2 days before we have the question. What does it mean, he started with me? So Rashi says, 2 days. Who was Rav in the Bezdin? Number one, v'hu aya benoni, lomen agdolo v'lomen aktanim. Maybe Rav was a middle-level Dayan. Middle-level is a benoni. There were people who were greater than him. There were people who were less as great as him. Rav was one of the famous ones. But maybe he was a benoni. Va'ani shamati, says Rashi, shekatan shabem haya. He was the youngest. He was the least, so to speak, out of the Dayanim. So says the Gemara. So is that really the halacha? That in this type of case, we start from the lowest or even from the middle, maschilim and atzad, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. V'yonantana, but didn't we learn in Sanhedrin? Dine maminis, vahataris, vahatumos. When we have a case of monetary law, or tumavatara, maschilim and agadol. Meaning non-criminal law, right, we start with the greatest of the dayanim. Why? Because pashtus, you're allowed to argue. Nobody's going to be fearful in arguing on the greatest because the stakes aren't as high. And even if he says chayiv, I might say pater. So that is why you can start from the gadol to give the gadol kavod. But v'dinei nefashos matzchilim min atzad. But by dinei nefashos, by capital crimes, so then you have to start min atzad. Why? Because if the greatest dayan says his opinion, so then nobody's going to argue with him in this case. So that's why you have to start min atzad, start from the youngest or the smallest in stature of the Dayanim, and then you move up. So here, this is a case of Dine Maminis. So why is it that Maschilin Minatzad, we should have been Maschilin Minagadol? That's the Shaila. Right, let's just finish first, and then we'll make a comment. Amar Rabba Berei D'Rava V'Tamer Afhila Berei D'Ravals Shaini Minyana D'Bei Rabbi. When Rebbe had his bezdin, it was different. T'kulhu Minyanayu Minatzad Avi Maschilin. They did everything Minatzad. Everything I said, the gadol never started. Why? Why didn't the gadol ever start? Because, machlokes, Rashi Tosas, Rashi says, maybe they argued fundamentally on the drasha of Losan al Riv, Losan al Rav, which is used in Sanhedrin to be machalik between Din and Nefashis and other areas of Halacha. So maybe they fundamentally argued on that. And therefore, they held that you don't start Min HaGadol ever. You don't have to. Tosfos finds it hard to believe that they would argue on that drasha. The top Tosfos, the E Nire, the Lo Mistaver, the Palagam Asis, and the Sanhedrin, the Icy. It's difficult to say they would argue on a Beferish Mishnah where the Gemara doesn't point out that there's a machlokas about that halacha. So Tosfos says, no, Elamishum Anava, Shelo Le Haros Atzmal Gadol Ayosa. No, is humility. What, the halacha is, yeah, you start with the greatest, but I'm not the Rebbe held, I'm not the greatest, we're not starting. Right, this is classic Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Right, as we mention often, Rebbe's the only one in Shas that has the lashon of Omer Ani, because as a lashon of Lani as Daiti. What does it say at the end of Sota? Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anava. Right, so humility left when Rebbe died. So Rebbe was a tremendous Anav, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, even though he made his mark on Yahadus. And if we think about, you know, the major Jews who have made an impression and had hashpah on Klal Yisrael post Tanakh, he's one of them. Right, he's up there, right? He wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh, and yet he was an Anav. And therefore, that is why, in his best, and they always start him in Atzad, because he did not held himself, so high. This halacha is related, this came, I don't know if we mentioned this then, back, one of the pshatim of, I think we did mention it then, back on Nun Vav, about Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulis. One of the major mysteries is, why didn't the Chachamim say anything? After he said what he said, what about the, you know, people are going to say that a Baal Mum could be Hukrav, somebody brings a Baal Mum, is Chayiv Miso, all the different deyas, and the Gemara ends up saying that his Anava on Vesanusel, Shorol Zechariah, Hechriva is Beitenu, Vesarfa is Echaleinu, etc. We discussed then the Machloka Zachronim, the intriguing, what is the Gemara saying? Right, is the Gemara praising him? Is the Gemara insulting him? Is the Gemara saying he did the wrong thing, the right thing or the wrong thing? But one of the pshatim given by the Achronim of why the Rabbanim didn't say anything is that this was a case of nefashos, and he's supposed to be matzchilim and atzad. Rabbi Zechariah ben Afkulis was one of the great rabbis of the time, but he didn't hold himself as so great. So that's why he said his opinion first, even though he was one of the greats. But once he said his opinion, everybody else realized who he was, so they couldn't say their opinion. And therefore, Bimanav Shach, it didn't work out, you know, the way it would have been proper. But again, that's a case where even if somebody has to have, even with the Anava, one has to have their self-awareness of what you're going to cause, with that Anava. Okay. Couple of other, issues that are brought up in, this Gemara. So the Chashuk Yechemed discusses here, talking about Nefashos, and, we know the Gemara here is Machalik between Maminis, Taharos, versus Nefashos. Reminds us a little bit of the Gra. The Gra on Aderes Elio in Shoftim says that there are three areas of halacha. Three areas of halacha. Any shaila that you ask, it's one of three areas. Right, the Gemara, the Pasuk says there in Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Three areas of halacha, says the Gra. Three areas meaning six answers to any question you ask in halacha. Any question that a Rav is asked, the answer is either Chayiv, Pater, Tamei Tahar, Asr Mutter. Right? Those are the six answers that can be given. And those are the three areas of halacha. There's Dini Maminis, there's Issa Heter, and there's Tumah V'Tahara. That's what the Gra says. So here, the Gemara is Machali between Dini Maminis and Tumah V'Tahara versus Nefashos. And it's a super type of Isser. But those are the different areas. But what's Dini Nefashos is here, the Chashuk HaChemed here quotes a story, which again is tangentially related. Maisa Bahorim. There was a story about the parents who went out with their child to a certain Parav restaurant, or a restaurant which the Motzarim, the products, was supposed to be Parav. And there was a certain type of cake that they bought, and the owner said, yeah, it's Parav, it's Parav, it's Parav, it's for sure Parav, and they eat it, and they say, because you know our son is deathly allergic to this item, that's the Dini Nefashos connection, and they say, yes, he said it's Parav. And they eat it, and sure enough, it had some taints of milk in it, and the child couldn't breathe. They took him to the hospital, and Baruch Hashem, the child was okay. But it was an emergency situation. And now the shaila is, Haref shal yalev sho'alim ha'im l'to az balei, should they go to the owner of the restaurant, that kimat garam l'moto shal ha'yalev, ala seva v'koma shakashul hazeh. Could they be tovea him for any pain caused, and for any of the hospital bills, and for anything else that is involved? So says Rav Zilberstein, well, there were two problems here. Number one, that he's being machshil the am in thinking something is parav and it's milchik. That's number one. Let's say if somebody ate fleshiks and then they came here, they'd be machshav b'dvar iser. And number two, they're being machshav b'dinei nefashos. So it says, number one, you have to go to the Vada Kashrus and tell them to remove the person's hashgacha. Right, if this is the person who's not Naaman who's serving milchiks, that you know without knowing. And number two, yes, it's his fault. Number two, it's his fault. If he put a child in danger, it's at least what he calls garmi. As we know, there's grama garmi and maisa yashir. It's at least causing in a very almost direct way the danger that took place. Pasha b'dinei nefashos, and therefore, you know, one would be able to take this owner because the owner is responsible here. Okay. Let's continue now. Again, there's more in the Sanhedrin elements of that, the Mefarshim in Sanhedrin, but we'll continue now. Says the Gemara, "B'yama Rabba, b'rei the Rava, v'itema Rabbi Hillel, b'rei the Ravals." Right, the same person talking here. "Miyamos Moshe ad Rabbi lo matzinu Torah v'gdula b'makam echad." From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to the days of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there was never Torah and Gedula in one person. What is Gedula here? Various different pshatim given. Does it mean authority? That's the Pashas. Right, authority. Moshe Rabbeinu had the din of a melech. And if you the Nasi, he was the Nasi, but he was also the greatest leader of the time. So the Torah Gedula, right, the Chassam Sofer says maybe it means Chesed, the Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero, both in one person. Nobody liked them in between. Velo, really, Hahave Yoshua. What about Yoshua Ben Nun? He also had that authority, right? We know the Halachas of Mor B'Malchus has learned that from Yoshua in Perek Aleph, right? Kol Eshayar Yamer Espicha, and he also was the leader. Havi Elazar, we're going to have a lot of different suggestions now. That wasn't this person. No, somebody else overlapped. Moshe and Rabbi Danasi, they were the only ones in their generation. So Havi Yoshua, Havi Elazar, right, who was also there at the time. Ha Havi Elazar, Havi Pinchas. Ha Havi Pinchas, Havi Zakenim. Ha Havi Shaul, Havi Shmuel. There was always an overlap. If you remember the Rambam in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, where he discusses the Shalshalas HaMesorah, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to, he taught Torah to Yeshua and Elazar and Pinchas, but then it says he was Moser the Torah to Yeshua ben Nun. Right after he said that he taught the Torah to all of them, he was Moser the Torah. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out, because, what does that mean? It means every generation has Gedole Hador. But there are certain Yechidei Ba'alei HaMesorah, specific people who carry the torch of the Mesorah to the next generation. And those are not all the greatest rabbis of the time. There are specific ones. And we might not even know which ones. Sometimes they might be obvious and sometimes not. But the Rambam is telling us a halakhic idea in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. Yes, there were great Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yehoshua was the Ba'al HaMesorah. Yehoshua ben Nun was the one that carried the torch. So that's what all of them are mentioned here. So we have Elazar, Pinchas, Shaul, there was Shmuel. V'hanoach nafshei, but didn't Shmuel die in the middle? Kulushani kamrina. No, but we mean in all the years, there was an overlap. So Moshe and Rebbe are unique. V'havi David, but David HaMelech. Havi Ira Yiri. No, he was also, as the Navi describes, he was overlapped. Right, Rashi quotes, Gadol Batorah Havi. Right, he was, as the Gemara says in Moed Katan, that he used to teach the rabbis. V'hanoach nafshei, kulashani b'inan. Again, didn't he die earlier? So, no, but there was still an overlap. Havi Shlomo, Havi Shimi ben Gera. V'akathle, but Shlomo took care of him and killed him. Kulashani kamrinan. Right, that's why the Gemara says, up until the time that Shimi ben Gera was there, that Shlomo didn't marry all of the other women. Only after Shimi wasn't there, did Shlomo follow that path. But again, Kulashani Kamrina, there was an overlap. Ho'avi Chizkiah, one of the greatest tzaddikim of Malchei Yehuda. Havi Shevna, right, Shevna was also there. V'ho Iktal, he was killed. Kulushani Kamrina. V'ho'avi Ezra, Havi Nechemia ben Chiglia, right, Ezra Nechemia. Amar Vada Brei Durava, Afani Omer, I also say, Mimos Rebbe V'ad Ravashi. So when Moshe to Rebbe, so now I'm adding, Rebbe to Ravashi, lo matzinu Torah gdula b'makam acher, echad. Again, you don't have them in one spot. It went from Moshe to Rebbe to Ravashi. Ve'lo v'ha'ave huna barnasan, shani huna barnasan, to make up avakayef le'le Ravashi. No, he was a kafuf to Ravashi, so Ravashi was really still the one. The Ritva there in Meseches Yuma discusses the leadership roles, and he says it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu obviously was the leader of Klal Yisrael, Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael, but then the center of learning switched. And therefore, Ravashi was in Bavel. Right? There was nobody like him. That's the first one outside. It went from Moshe to Rebbe back to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's what the Ritva in Yuma Daf Nun Zayin quotes, a tshuva of the Rambam, who discusses the various levels of history, quotes the Pasuk in Eichav, and Machashak, and Moshivani, Kimei Se Olam. The Gemara Sanhedrin darshens that to be in Talmud Bavli, that it was dark, but that was only earlier, because of all of the Shmados. Bimei Rava, Verav Yosef, Abayev, Rava, Havili Shmados. Aval Acherichein, Nisgabra HaTorah Bebavel. Kol Shekein Bimei Ravashi. The Amrinam, Yemos Rebbe, Vad Ravashi, the Masina Torah, Gdula, Malkam Echad. Right, this line reflects the fact that the center of Torah learning at that time was in Bavel. It was in Bavel under the leadership of Ravashi, the author, the editor of the Talmud Bavli. I saw a remez in the Yalkut Gershuni, one of the Achronim notes, that is a remez that regarding Moshe and Rebbe and Ravashi. If you look in the word Bereshis, Bishvil Reshis, right, Nivra Ha'olam, in the word Bereshis, you have Chazal say Bereshis is Bishvil Moshe Rabbeinu Shenikra Reshis, Vayar Reshis Lo, as it says by his Akaver. But also in the word Bereshis, you have Rebbe, the letters Rebbe are in Bereshis, and you have the letters Ravashi in Bereshis. Right, if you just mix around the letters, so both of those, you even have the letters Rashi, right, in Bereshis. He says, yeah, all of them, all of the greats of the that are mentioned here are all alluded in the word Bereshis. Okay, Vayter, next Mishnah. We are continuing now here in Perek HaNizakin. Says the Mishnah, HaCheresh, Robin's Venirmaz, a Cheresh, somebody who's a deaf mute. So, on a Drabbanan level, we allow him to hint somehow with his hands, with his gesticulating, however it is, in order to be able to affect Kenyan. Romez Venirmas. And also we could hint to him and he can acquiesce and he could show us somehow with his actions that he knows what's happening. We allow him to do that. Uben Besera Omer Kofetz Venikpats. Ben Besera, according to Rashi and Rov Rishonim, Ben Besera is being more makel, not only with physical actions, but even with movements of his mouth. Right, mouthing certain words. He can't talk, but even mouthing certain words. Rashi says, Akimas Fasayim. The Eno Sima Nikar Kuramiza. It's not as much of a remez with physical motions, but it's also enough. So we allow Acheresh to do all of this. Bimitaltalin. Bimitaltalin by movable items. Meaning we don't allow this by karka, which is more serious, but we allow this by metaltalin. Ha-pa'utos, next, pa'utos, which are children who are not so young, they're already a little older, we'll see in the Gemara exactly how old they are, even though they're ktanim, mechach and mekach, memkar and memkar, we allow, midrabanan, allow their mekach and memkar to work, b'metaltalin, also with metaltalin, but not in karka. The Noda Behuda discusses in a tshuva and Simin Nun Dalid, we've discussed other parts of the tshuva in the past, and that is, we know Bali Tosas. We had it once already in this Masechta, right? Bali Tosas hold that a katan can be kona something even on a da'oraisa level as long as there is das acheres makne. As long as someone else is being makne it into their rishus, we would allow that to work, right? If you find a katan finds something on the floor and there's no das acheres makne, so then everybody would agree that he only owes a midrabanan and nobody could grab it from him, mebnei darkei shalom, right? Gezel drabanan. And as we'll see soon. But if somebody's a machnet to him, so then Bali Tosa is saying a few places, we had already once earlier in the a few weeks ago, so then it's Daraisa. So Ethan Oda Behuda, why does it say here that the Chazal had to institute Mekhan Mekach Umemkaran Memkar? What do you mean? If they're by Mekhan Mekach, that should be Daraisa. Because it's somebody else being machnet it to them into their Rishus. Right, and that's the same tshuva where the Oda Behuda says, and after all, why can't a katan get married on a Daraisa level? We know a katana can get married on a daraisa level. Why can't a katan? The Gemara assumes all over that a katan can't get married. What do you mean? If the woman is makna herself to the katan, a katan marries a gedola, why don't we say data cheres makna? And therefore, one would be able, a katan could be married on a darabana level. That's his shaila. V'hadavar kasha be'enai. And it says in Oda Behuda, Evan Ezer, Tinyana, Nun Dalid. This is very difficult. Aval mechan mechach lama lo yehe afilu midivrei Torah shayu kona v'hamocher makne lo v'avidas acharis makne shakona afilu mina Torah shuvraisi shizu sheilas rishonim. I see some rishonim deal with this. The Magen Mishnah deals with this. So he says you have to say by the marriage you have to say he doesn't quote the avnei milu, he doesn't quote the ksos. But, says the No Debbie Yehuda, he says you have to say in that case, because there's usually, by Das Acharis Machne, if it's fully going only in one direction, then Bali Tosva say that. But if it's really a transaction that's going in two directions, then you could say, even Bali Tosva would say, if the Katan can't do his part, he's paying for it. If he's paying for it, he's not just being given it. But if he's paying for it, so then you could say that there's an umdana, that if his part isn't really fully bedas and the other person is not. And he struggles with this issue to trying to explain why here you need the drabanan of mekhan mekach and you don't say zaraisa based on das acharis machne. Okay, there's more about that in the Yehuda, but we'll continue. Amar Rav Nachman says the Gemara, machlokes bin metalsal, and the machlokes about between the Tanakhama and bin Meseira is only by movable items. Aval begitin, divrei akol beremisa. But by gitin, everybody agrees, going with Rashi's pshat, that you need the higher level. You need remisa, you need actual body language, because get is obviously a higher standard. And of course, we're talking about a case, the Ritva points out here, where the marriage took place when he was already a cheresh or chareshes. Because it's a drabanan marriage, so then we allow this drabanan for him to give a get. If he was married daraisa and then was nischaris, then for sure he can't get, the chazal can't undo that. It was a daraisa marriage, and this get would only be drabanan, that would not work. This is all where he's always been a cheresh. Says the Gemara Pshita, b'metaltalin tanan. It says metaltalin, so obviously that's what we're talking about. Ma'u detem afim metaltalin kamash malan. You would have thought, no, the machlokas is even by metaltalin kamash malan, it's only by metaltalin. Ikad Amri, a different version, Amr of Nachman, Kimachlokas b'metaltalin, Kach machlokas b'gitin. Say machlokas by gitin. V'yonan b'metaltalin tsanan. Doesn't it say b'metaltalin? Ema af b'metaltalin. So, today is exactly whether the machlokas is by gitin or not. Ha peutos mechon mechach, umemkar and memkar b'metaltalin. Peutos, older children. Older children, we allow them to be involved in business on a drabana level. Yad kama, how old? Machvi, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, break. Farshis, kfarshev. He put out his finger, 6 or 7. Rav Kana, Amar, kfarshev, kfartimni. Bemastisa, tana, kfartesha, kfaresser. We're at all different ages. Velo pligin, there's no machlokas here. Kol chad v'chad lefi churfe. Each one went according to his sharpness. What does that mean? 2 days in the Rishonim. Most say, what does this mean? It depends on the sharpness of the child. You could have a very sharp 6-year-old. You could have not such a sharp 10-year-old. So it depends on the sharpness of the child. Others say it means, no, it goes on the sharpness of each of these opinions. When they got sharp enough to be able to do it, so they went based on their personal experience. Either way, it depends on the child. V'taymamai, and all of the reason in all these cases, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum, Kidei, This is all allowed by the Rabbanan, because we want the child to be able to function. Again, this is all talking about where there is no apotropos involved. As we had earlier, Dafnun Beis. If there's an apotropos, the apotropos acts on behalf of the child. But if there's no apotropos, then the child needs to act by himself, and we would allow it. This is all Mishum helping him out. And it says, Kedei Chayev, because we want him to be able to live. The Rishonim discuss, so what about more than that? What if he wants to invest to make some money? Beyond Kedei Chayev. Would that be allowed too? So the Ramban here says, and most assume, yeah. Meaning once the Rabbanan allowed it, so then it would be allowed across the board. So the Rishonim quote Rav Haigon, who argues, but that is the most assume here, that we would allow it based on what is allowed, it's allowed. Umihu, I'll read you the Ritva. Lo plug Rabbanan. V'yafilu machar tfei mecho kayim. V'chein das Ramban. V'shalo kedivrei Rav Haigon. Right, miyu heichadish lo apuchopis avilu b'metaltalin e mecho mekach veinem kro memkar. As we said, if there's an apuchopis involved, so then we don't say that it would work. Good. Vayomer lasher ala meltecha, and the pasuk in Malachim he said to the one that was on the meltecha, hotzei, take out levush lechalov de abal. Take out the levush for all of the servants of the Baal. My meltecha, what does meltecha mean? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, davar hanimlal v'nimtach. Something that is rolled and pulled. Some type of linen. That was the type of material that was being referred to. Right? It's the same person talking here, Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why this drush is here. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shiger lo bunim ben nunim l'Rebbe Sivni, v'chumus salsala umilmala. Sivni, v'chumus, all of these are different types of fancy material. Sivni v'chumus, Ka'amguza upalge da'amguza. When it was folded, it was such fine material. It could be folded into such a tiny amount, the size of 1.5 nuts. Ka'amguza upalge da'amguza. Salslo milmala. Kapistako upalge da'pistako. Could be folded into such a small material of 1.5 acorns. My milmala. Davar hanim labanimtach. As we said, milmala is something that could be rolled up very finely. Vita'usanad kama. Now getting back to the issue regarding ketanim. So we allow ketanim to do business. Do they have the same rules as gedolim in terms of mistakes made? What about getting ripped off? Do they have the same type of protection that d'oraisa transactions have? So Amar Biona, Amar Vizera, Ad Shtus, Kegadol. Yes, just like we have halachas of ona'a when it comes to a gadol, less than a shtus. Exactly a shtus and more than a shtus. So too, here, Ad Shtus, Kegadol. The chiddush being that you might have said, up until the shtus, we say, let's say it's less than a shtus that somebody got ripped off. So that we say is automatically nothing changes. Why? Because there's implicit mechila. So maybe a katan can't be mochel. Maybe even less than a shtus should be chozer. And the laws of onah should be different. That's the chiddush, says the Ritva Kamash Balon. We say the same laws apply. Either because there is mechila or chazal just said it should have the same laws as a gadol. Boy abaya, matana somai. What about matana? Bimetaltalin, right? Mishum kedei chayev. Is it included also matana, or is it only selling? Right. That's the shiloh. Rav Yemer Amar ein matanaso matana. Mar Rav Ashi Amar matanaso matana. So machlokas. Afchua v'shadru l'kamei de Rav Mordechai. They flipped the shitos and sent to Rav Mordechai this machlokas. Amar le zilu amri lebar mar. Go tell Mar Baravashi that I think it's wrong what he said. Really, he didn't say that because they just got the shitas mixed up. But just tell him lav hachi avi uvda. Wasn't the following the story? Ki avi koi mar chad akare aara v'chad kare adarga. Wasn't there a story with your father, Rav Ashi? He had 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot going into the base medrash. V'amar nalei matanaso mai, and they asked him, what's the halacha by matana? V'amar lon, matanaso matana. And he said, yes, the matana would be matana. Achas matana shchimi, Rav, achas matana zbari, achas matana meruva, v'achas matana muetes. Doesn't matter what type of matana. The matana works by pe'utos. And you're telling me that Mar Bar Rav Ashi says matanaso is not a matana. It's only because they got the story wrong. Really, he did hold like his father that matana would be a matana, and that's what we hold by pe'utos, chazal enacted, though it's even matana, even yosem yichdei chayav, whatever business dealings they want to be in, as long as it is metaltalin, and as long as it is not with an aputrapus. Okay, here we go. Eilu dvarim arba b'nei darki shalom. Other halachas that are said, mipnei darki shalom, chazal said, this is the law. Kohen, kore, rishon, v'achrav, levi, v'achrav, yisrael. Mipnei darki shalom. In laning, Kohen Levi Yisrael. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Isn't that a daraisa? The Kiddashto? What do you mean it's a darkei shalom? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Parshas Amor. So we'll see. There's something that was added by Chazal so that darkei shalom to keep the peace. To keep the peace amongst society. If there is an Erev Chatzeris that is made, way amongst houses that go into a Chatzer, and the Erev was kept in one house, so it has to be kept in that house for the foreseeable future. Mebe Darki Shalom, the Gemara will discuss. Barshu Karev La'ama, if you have an irrigation pipe that goes past various different fields, and by each field there is a bar that people siphon off water as it's going, just to have, just in case, the pipe runs out, so the first ones that get to wherever the pipe gets to first, they get to fill up their water first. Barshu Karev La'ama, Misbali Rishon, Mebe Darki Shalom, right, you don't skip any. Also, darkei shalom. Mitsudos chayev ofas v'dagim. If somebody puts out animal traps and animals get caught in the traps, yesh b'hem mishum gezel amrei darkei shalom. You can't take it out of the trap. That would be stealing. Again, not daraisa. Why isn't it daraisa? The Gemara will talk about it. Isn't that kinyan chatzer? Shouldn't it belong to the person mi daraisa? So we'll say amrei darkei shalom. We'll see what the case is. Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gomer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's stealing. Mi derabanan. Rashi adds. Somehow, it's it is more serious. We had Rabbi Yossi once earlier, right in by the Makiri Kahuna Gemara, but Asu Asheinu Zocha Kizocha. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. He treats it as if it's his, so stealing it would be really stealing Midrabanan. Mitzias Charashad Vakatan, the Mitzia of one of these people who are Alabene Das, so Midar Raisa, they don't have it. Yeshvaim Shem Gazel, Babre Darke Shalom. It smacks of Gazel. Because of Darke Shalom, you can't take it from them. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gazel Gomer. What do you mean it smacks of Gazel? It's serious. Midrabanan, but it's more serious than the Tanakama. Ani hamanakev. The Gemara is going to talk about each of these cases. Ani hamanakev barosh hazayis. You have an ani that's knocking down on the top of the olive tree to knock the olives down, and they're going to fall on the floor, and I'm going to stand on the floor, and as they come down, I'm going to take them and steal them. Masha tachtav gezel mishudarkei shalom. What's under the ani is stealing. That is mishudarkei shalom. You're not allowed to take it. Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gomer. Rabbi Yossi again says it's more serious than you think. Ein memachin biyad aniye ovdei kochavim. If there are poor Ovdei Kochavim that are coming to take the Matanos Aniyim, so we don't get upset at them, we allow them partake also, Bibre Darkei Shalom. We did mention that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerodea, that we don't leave these Matanos anymore today. Right, Trumas and Maisers, we obviously have to take off because it creates Tevel if we don't. But Leket Shecha V'Peya, those are Matanos Aniyim, and nowadays a Jewish Aniyim aren't going to be waiting at the field. That's not how we give tzedakah today, right? They don't wait at the field to get our grain. They'd rather take our money or rather take other items in other avenues. So that's why we don't do those mitzvahs b'zman hazeh, because the goal of the mitzvah wouldn't be achieved. Gemara. Minani mili amrav masna da amakra. How do I know that this is true, that the Kohanim should go first, and then Levi, and then Yisrael, to amakra, because the pasuk says, vayichtov Moshe es ha-Torah hazos, vayitna el ha-Kohanim b'nei Levi. Right, he gives it to the Kohanim b'nei Levi. Otu, ana lo yadana to Kohanim b'nei Levi ninu. I know Kohanim are from Shevet Levi. What does the pasuk have to say? Kohanim b'nei Levi. El ha-Kohen b'resha v'hadar Levi. So that you see, the Kohen first and then the Levi. That's the Darkei Shalom in the Elias. First a Kohen, then a Levi, who is the Misharis of the Kohen. Kohen and then Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Mehacha, V'nikshah Kohenim B'nei Levi. Same thing. Ato Anan Lo Yadin Ato Kohenim B'nei Levi Ninu, Ela Kohen Bereisha V'hadar Levi. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, third pasuk. B'nei Amram Aaron U'Moshe, V'yibadel Aaron Lahakti Sho Kodesh Kadashim. Aaron is separated to sanctify him Kodesh Kadashim. So again, you see, Aaron the Kohen is separated from the other Levim. Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Mehacha, fourth pshat, V'kidashto, l'chol davar shebikdusha. V'kidashto, sanctify the Kohen, l'chol davar shebikdusha. Tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, v'kidashto, l'chol davar shebikdusha, l'ftoach rishon, u'levarech rishon, to let him open first, to get him, let him make the bracha first, v'lito mona yafar rishon, to take the first portions. This is the mitzvah d'oraisa. So the idea of being sanctifying a Kohen, letting him to go first, there are some details that are d'oraisa, as we mentioned. But the whole order of Kohen Levi Yisrael and Dafka, the details, some of the details, that's mipnei Darkei Shalom. But ultimately, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Lamed Beis, and a Kohen is not allowed to be mochel. This is a mitzvah that we have to be mechabed him. Shetzivanu lechabed zera Aharon ulenasam uleromamam v'nasim madregasam madrega kodemes v'rishona v'yafilu yimanu osa lo nishma mehem. We say you get the aliyah, you bench, right? You are the one that are going first, right? And the kohen is not supposed to be mochel unless there is a specific. Unless there is a specific reason, right? There is a question in the Rishonim. What does it mean, Levarech Rishon? Okay, let's say that means benching. What about Lito Mana Yafer Rishon? So the Mefarish and the Rishonim and Nedarim say it means Lechem Apanim, right? They get first. The Bishayla, they're the only ones that eat Lechem Apanim. It's a Kare Mincha. Mincha is only eaten by the Zichrei Kuna. It's Kachi Kachim, right? So it's a little difficult what Lito Mana Yafer Rishon, unless it means more generally that he gets a larger portion. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Aleph discusses why is it that we're not so zahir about these halachas, right? It says, Liftoch Rishon. We always let the Kohen, let's say there are three speakers. We always make the Kohen go first. We always do. Everything, the Kohen is always first. Whenever you have speakers, whenever. So sometimes by benching and by. But if somebody's, the Magen Avraham says, well, maybe because our Kohanim are muchzakim and not miyuchasim. That's his lashon. They're not 100% Kohanim, they're muchzak, so that's why Mishnah Berurah leaves a Pitzarachian. He quotes this issue and leaves a Pitzarachian, you know, why we do this, right? This is in Simin Reish Aleph, in the discussion of Birchas Hamazon. He quotes this Magen Avraham, Lama ein ishar nachshav lahakdim kohen l'chol hanimili. He says, if you can, if you be Mekayim this idea, then it is. But again, the Be'er Heitev there says, Chas v'shalom, you should be malshin on any Kohanim today. All Kohanim are great, and we assume that they're Kohanim. Right, we shouldn't assume that they're not Kohanim at all. The Chashuk Chemed here discusses, what about if a Moel walks into Shul, there are two babies. Is there any adifus to do the Kohen baby first? Does it start already then? It's not about the babies, it's really about the father, because the mitzvah meal is on the father. So if the moel is being a shliach for a kohen, is there any adifus for doing the kohen baby first, separate from the issue of if one is assuming both bismano or both shalom bismano? Separate question, if one is bizvana, one is shalom bizvana, which should you do first? Machlokas achronim, which one should go first there? But again, this is a lot to discuss in the discussion of kvod kohanim. Let's get to you a little bit. Omale abayel Rav Yosef, bepe darki shalom daraisahi, as we just asked. It's a din daraisa. What do you mean darki shalom? Amarle daraisa umipne darki shalom. No, it's daraisa, and by the way, it also keeps the peace. Says the Gemara, kol ha-Torah kula nami b'nei darki shalomi. What do you mean? The whole Torah keeps the peace. Dichsiv d'racheha darchei noam v'chonisi v'seh shalom. And we mention very often 5 or 6 or 8 examples where d'racheha darchei noam comes up even in halacha. The first daf in Yevamis, Tosfos discusses, and the Meshech Chachman Parshas Noach about Puravu, right? Many examples, the Gemara in Sukkah, in the third parak, about what a hadas is. It can't be something with thorns. So, says the Gemara, the whole Torah is Darchei Noam. Elo Amar Abaye L'Kidemar. You're right, generally the ultimate idea of giving the Kohen Kavod is a Daraisa, but there are some details that are Durabanan. Ditanya is the following. Shnayim mamtinin zelaze beka'ara, shlosha ein mamtinin. If two people are eating, say, and one of them has to stop eating for a little bit, these are some halachas about Hilchas Seuda and Derech Eretz. So, if you're eating with somebody and they have to stop eating, you don't wait for them. Wait for them to continue eating. But shlosh ein amtinin. If three people are eating and one guy had to stop, the other two could continue eating. Habotzeah hu poshet yado tchila. The one who made hamotzi is the one that could take bread first and dip his bread first into the condiments. Vimbalach lo kavol rabo olamisha gadol mimenu harishus biyado. But if he wants to give kavod to his rebbe or somebody greater, he can. V'yomar ma'ala. But relating to that, we learn lo shanu ela b'seuda. All of these, you can be mochel on everything by a meal. Abel bebeis hakneses lo da'asi l'nsuye. But in a shul, kohen levi Yisrael. And that's the drabanan of Mbnei Darki Shalom, right? We shouldn't say, oh, you can be mochel, you can be mochel. A little more. Amr of Masra, Hada Amr of Beza Gnesis, Lo Amran, Elav Shabbos, Gim of Tovin, the Shechichi Rabim. This is only on Shabbos and Yontif, where there are so many people, and more fights are possible. Alav Shini v'chamishi lo, but Mondays and Thursdays, you don't have to worry about it because there aren't as many people in shul. Eini v'harav Huna kari b'karni b'shabbos of the yomtiv. I Rav Huna got the first aliyah on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Shani Rav Huna dafilu Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi kahani chashivi d'Eretz Yisrael. Even Rami Ravasi, the great chash of kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, make if I have hakayifle. Right, they bowed their head, so to speak, in authority to Rav Huna, and therefore he was allowed to. Tosfos here discusses alav sheni v'chamishi lo. The Gemara seems to say that on Mondays and Thursdays, you don't have to be so machpid about the aliyas. Tosa says, Omer Rabbeinu Chanan el Hani Milu Lidetu. This was in those days. Dibichol avitri dibe malachter velo shrichi. Avol didon shrichi b'sheni v'chamishi k'mo b'yantef. We have a lot of people in shul Mondays and Thursdays too, and there can be just as many fights in shul on Mondays and Thursdays as there can be on Shabbos, so we still have Kohen Levi Yisrael, right, generally. The big shaila is, what happens if there's a reason? Let's say there are 2 yard sites in shul. There are 2 yard sites in shul on a Monday, and they both want the aliyah. So this is a discussion in the poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this in Arachayim, Chelek Bey, Simon Lamadal. It's actually a tshuva addressed to my father. Meaning Kriya de Yisrael, b'makam kohen, b'mechila b'sheni v'chamishi. Could a kohen be mochel? B'mechila's kohen. And if he's mochel, should he l'chadchila go outside? Or once he's mochel, can he stay inside? So that's a big discussion. Again, it should not be done on a regular basis. If there's a real tzarech, so then in a number of places, there is a minag lahakel. If the kohen gets the aliyah every week, he's going to be mochel in that case, but it's based on this Gemara and this Tosfos. This is where the discussion starts. Okay, there's a lot more here. There's the 2 Rashis about Nisparta Chavila, but that, by the Shem, will come up at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. We will stop here. Again, today's daf is this week's dafim. One of the dafim this week is sponsored. 2 sponsors, Zisa Baselio Shlomo, Lili Nishmasa, Celia Gewurz Levine, on her 14th yard site, which is this week sponsored by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and also sponsored by my parents, Lili Nishmasa, my grandmother, Sarashen Dobas Menachem and Dochayim. We thank them for their sponsorship, and again, anybody who wants to sponsor any dafim, anybody who wants to join in our building campaign as we build our shul, feel free to visit the shul website. The shul, there's a Facebook page with any information with my name on it, and the shul's name, so feel free to join us in any way, partnering with us in the dafim, in the building. Bez Hashem, lahagdol Torah, ulahadir.